Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. I decree and declare our step is ordered, O God. I decree and declare creativity, O Lord. I decree and declare you are our strength, O God. I decree and declare joy, O God. I decree and declare love, Lord. I decree and declare divine connection, O God. I decree and declare the wonderful blessings here you have in our life right here, right now, O God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge, O God. I decree and declare innovative ideas, Lord. I decree and declare relationship healing, O God. I decree and declare healing is our portion, O God. I decree and declare the hedges of protection over us, O God, and our family and loved ones, Lord. I decree and declare the great harvest, O God. I decree and declare breakthroughs, Lord. I decree and declare the right connections, God. I decree and declare divine connections, Lord. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, and complete and divine, O God. I decree and declare open doors, O God. I decree and declare increase, Lord. I decree and declare we are rich, O God. I decree and declare, O God, generation curse be broken right here, right now, God. I decree and declare we that favor amongst us, O God. I decree and declare salvation, Lord, will always be our portion, O God. I decree and declare we are a overcomer, O God. I decree and declare renew in our spirit, Lord. I decree and declare angelic visitation, God. I decree and declare we are root and grounded in love, Lord. I decree and declare traveling mercies, Lord. Let's open a line and speak in our heavenly language.
I'll let you know. Bye.
Hallelujah.
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 Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and do not lean upon your understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and allow him to direct your path. Thank you, Father God, for this day, and thank you for just loving us and loving you. We thank you for loving you. We thank you for wisdom and clarity and direction. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating a space that we can come before your throne to pray to you and pray for all people worldwide. We thank you for the children. We thank you for hedge of protection over the children. We thank you for total healing for Minister Bostic and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Prophetess Aisha Cooper and even myself, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for my children, Kevin, Paul, and Olivia, and pray that you continue to give them protection and wisdom and show mercy, love, and kindness toward all children. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan, Mother Marion, and Mother Austin, and all the mothers worldwide. Thank you for the persons, the people that on this call, on this line, the prophet, the prophetess. We thank you for all the participants. We thank you for all of the people that's joining the call tonight and listening in. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for the healing of the nations. We thank you for law enforcement. We thank you for the army services. We thank you for the government, Lord, and continue to give wisdom to the president and everyone in his office. Thank you for all the bishops and the archbishops and the pastors and the evangelists and the apostles and all the teachers, Lord, that's heading your people. Continue to give them wisdom, Lord. And I praise, honor, and glorify who you are. Love you, Father. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, thou hast been dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth. And even thou had the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. God, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I just thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be on this conference call line with your people. Father, we thank you that as we go forth and we lift up our prayers and we lift up our hearts unto you, Father, we know that you are truly guiding us from day in and day out. Father, I thank you for restoration, debt cancellation. Father, I thank you for opportunities to be in your presence, Father, and know that, you know, you wake me up every day to do your will and your way. Father, I thank you for following your law. I thank you for your leadership. I thank you for our Archbishop, E. Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for every legacy on this line. I thank you for every prayer going forth. Father, may you always be in our midst. because we know that you'll never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, Father. Father, I thank you for covering our children. We thank you for covering family and husbands and wives. Father, we thank you for breakdowns and breakthroughs. Father, we thank you for covering the elderly and the sick and the shut-in, Father. We thank you for covering every devastation that is going on right now. Father, we thank you for the support that's coming in every area and in every country. Father, we thank you for world peace. Father, we thank you for loving us unconditionally. Father, we thank you for the no's, and we thank you for the yeses. Father, we thank you for elevation and expansion. Father, we know that your word is true, and we shall always follow your law. Father, I thank you for Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. In that scripture, you promise us to bless us 1,000 times more. That's your word, Father, and we delight in your word. Father, I thank you for educational favor for all of our children. Father, I thank you for the fledglings. I thank you for poems. I thank you for prophecology. I thank you for healing and strength for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha, Prophet Stephen Bostick. Father, I thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray, and I thank you for her family, Lord. I thank you for each and every prophet that comes on this line every day. I thank you for all those that are on this line and more that will be joining this line. I thank you for the prophetic. And I love you to life in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Alice?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, God. Thank you for allowing me to get on this line again, God, on this morning. Thank you for all of us, God, being gathered together to lift up our voices to you this morning, to give you glory, honor, and praise, God, to just come before you with gladness and thanksgiving, God. Thank you for your mercy, which endures forever. Thank you for your love and your faithfulness towards us, God. And God, thank you for the leadership, Prophetess Darlene Gray. Thank you for Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the company of prophets. Thank you for Master Prophet and for his vision. Thank you for the work that he is doing, God, on a daily basis, and how he is bringing knowledge and wisdom to people. Understanding through your word, God. Thank you, God, for all of the prophets. Thank you, God, for your pastors, your leadership, your evangelists, your teachers, your prophets, God, your apostles, everyone who is serving in your kingdom, God. Bless them in a mighty way. You said beautiful are the feet of those who spread the gospel of peace. Thank you, God, for them, for the work that they do. Bless them on in their services on Sunday, God, as they open their doors, as they lead people to Christ, lead people to Jesus Christ, lead people to salvation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit still being in the land with us, God. Oh, God, I ask you to look upon the sick and shut in, God. Bless them, strengthen them, heal them, God. Touch their bodies. Look upon everybody who's on the line listening in, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, encourage them to keep moving in faith, God. God, touch them in the work that they do. Whatever's going on in their households, God, bless them. Heal their bodies, heal their minds, God. Heal emotional hurts, God, emotional pain. Lord, bless your children, and thank you for the children who came on last night, God. Bless them in a mighty way. The fledglings, young prophets, bless them and strengthen them. They're the future leadership, oh God. Bless your people, and we thank you, God, for your mercy. And Lord, look upon each and every prophet on the line on tonight, God. Bless them in their homes and their going and their coming. Bless the feet. Bless their bodies. Bless their minds. Strengthen them, God. Heal those who are in need of healing. And I'm thanking you for my healing every day, God. And I thank you for your mercy and your love. Lord, look upon my family. Bless them, strengthen them, and protect them. Look upon the Applewhite family. Do healing in that family, God. Continuous healing. Bring that husband and wife together. And look upon all relationships, God. Marriages, God. Where the enemy is trying to destroy marriages, God. You are the one who bring people together. And what you put together, let no man take asunder. So, God, thank you for marriages. And thank you for marriages coming together. Thank you for the young people who are getting married. And thank you for the old people who are desiring marriage, God. And I thank you, Lord. And I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank you, O God. We thank and praise your holy name, and we come before your presence with singing, O God. O God, thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And thank you, Lord, for all your leaders all over the world and all in your churches, God. O God, thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and the lives of your people, O God. O God, thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding, God. Thank you, God, for peace in our homes, Lord. Thank you, God, for peace in our communities, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for peace in our jobs, God. Oh God, thank you, God, for peace even when we go to schools and classes, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, and we thank and praise your name, oh God. Thank you, God, for the devil portion blessings that you have for us, oh God. Thank you, God, for letting us be unstoppable, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that's on the line and their family and their loved ones, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for creativity, oh God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. And, God, thank you, God, for giving us eyes to see, a hear, a ear to hear, and a heart to love, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you also for the people in authority, Lord. And, God, thank you for your loving power and your loving kindness, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, Almighty One, and thank you for blessing the schools, Lord, and the college, Lord, and all the institution of learning, God. And thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your goodness, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for giving us patience, Lord, to walk in unity with you, oh God. And thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, Jesus, oh God. And God, thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, Lord. And thank you, God, for blotting out the sins from yesterday, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for enlightening the burdens, God, of all that oppress, oh, God. And, God, thank you, Lord, because truly you is and always will be, oh, God. And without you, oh, God, we are nothing, Lord. Oh, God, and thank you, Lord, for just helping us to be what you have and call us to be, oh, God. And thank you, God, for letting us know our purpose, God, our purpose in you, oh God. And thank you, God, for keeping us in divine order, Lord. And God, thank you, God, for bringing hope amongst all the communities affected by a storm and any devastation, God. Thank you, God, for granting safety amongst them, amongst the men and the women and the children, Lord, oh God. And, oh God, thank you, God, for giving, letting us hold liberty, God, of high esteem, God. And thank you, Lord, for this wonderful country in which we live and we are privileged to live, Lord. And God, thank you, God, for keeping us free from jealousy, race, or class, Lord. And thank you, God, for blessing our president, Lord, and giving him wisdom and knowledge, oh God. And thank you, God, for all those in power, Lord. And thank you, God, that the horrors of war will pass and peace reign here on earth, oh God. Oh God, and thank you, God, for your loving power, oh Lord. And thank you, Lord, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, Jesus. And God, we want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, and we want to thank you, God, for divine relationship and keeping your marriage strong and holy and deathless, God. Thank you, God, for that, oh God, and for traveling mercies, God, and continue to protect us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God, and keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, God, and bringing us home safe and sound, oh God. And thank you, God, in your precious and mighty and masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day and the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now. We thank you for the people of God here on the lines even now, Father God. Father God, you know our prayer. You know our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, move in our situations even now, each and every one of us, Father God. You know us by name, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for colleagues and we thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their spirits, Father God. Give us our right mind even now, Father God. Father God, let a fresh wind of peace blow in our homes even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our households even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our hearts even now, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our walk even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for cleansing us and refreshing us and allowing us to be made anew, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing no weapon to form against us, Father God, prospering, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your covering angels even now, Father God. Thank you for protecting us even now, Father God. Father God, we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for right connections even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your divine abundance even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all of the things that you're doing in our life, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving us the sustenance to continue to keep pressing on even now, Father God. Father God, allow our mind to be with you even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully on this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this new day, Father God, and every new day, Father God. We thank you for life, we thank you for love, and we thank you for ministry. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We bless you, O Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you, O Lord. We bless you, Lord God. Right where you are, just begin to wave. Give the Lord a wave offering and bless him for the answer. Bless him for the glory. Bless him for the breakthrough. Bless him for the healing power that's flowing even now on this line. The anointing of God is on this line right now, and he's destroying every yoke. And we thank you, Father God. We give the glory that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We give you the glory that every tongue that has risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We thank you, O God, that we abide at Arusha under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. Esha Karabose. And you are our God. In you we trust. Surely you cover us with your feathers. Surely goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord God, that when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and they fell. We thank you, Lord God. even though a war will rise up against us, our hearts shall not fear. We thank you, Lord God, that this one thing that we are confident in, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. We give you the glory, God, that we fret not ourselves because of evildoers. We do not fret because of the workers of iniquity, because soon they shall be cut off and wither like the green grass. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't stand in the way of the sinner, and we don't sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. Our delight is in your word. Our delight is in your presence. In your law we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted. Thank you for planting us, God. Thank you for establishing our going. Thank you for settling us, Lord God. In the Roshata, rebuking every spirit of instability. We thank you, Lord God, for grounding us and causing us to be focused and move with intentionality. We thank you, Lord God, for the mindset that is a growth mindset, for rebuking every fixed mindset. God, open our hearts and our minds and cleanse us from every work of darkness, every blockage that would hinder the flow of your power in our lives. Wash us clean. Purge us with hyssop, and that we may be whiter than snow. We give you the glory, God. We give you the glory that every negative spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, every negative prayer prayed against your people is reversed even now. The spirit of terrorism is reversed even now. The spirit of witchcraft is reversed even now. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We cover them. We cover them with love. We cover them with honor. We cover them with grace. We cover them, Lord God, and we decree and declare provision for the vision. We decree and declare, God, provision for the vision as you continue to stretch them as they globalize the prophetic. We call forth the help that is needed, the support that is needed. Lord, breathe upon us the spirit of cooperation. In the name of Jesus, stir your people, God. Stir your leaders, Lord. We decree and declare that we all come in the prophetic order. We all come into right divine alignment, and we come into submission, and we come into obedience, and we come into the flow of the vision. We thank you, Lord, that we strengthen the hands of the prophet. We strengthen his and undergird him in Jesus' name. And Father God, everyone on this call, we cover their homes. The blood of Jesus cover every home that's represented, that covers every child, every family, every marriage, every elder. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor of praise for debt cancellation. We give you the glory and honor and praise for expansion, for elevation and promotion. Expansion, elevation, and promotion. Expansion, elevation, and promotion. And it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. We rebuke bankruptcy. And we call for debt cancellation. We call every need met and every bill paid. In Jesus' name, we bless our pastors, our evangelists, our bishops, our apostles. We cover them. Your divine protection. We bless Pastor and Prophet Janice Goss. We bless Pastor Prophetess Mascarene Cohen. We cover them, we strengthen them, and all of the pastors in the prophetic order, we cover them and we strengthen them, and we speak provision. We call every need met and every bill paid in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Bethany, I'll turn it over to your hands for the announcements, please.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And good morning to each and every one of you. Happy Sunday. And you can join us if you're in the metro area here at Zoe Ministries at 310 Riverside Drive, New York, New York. And at 310 Riverside Drive, New York, New York. It's on 103rd Street. If you're in the metro area, join us. We have our 9 a.m. leadership meeting. then our 11 a.m. service, and then we also have our 4 p.m. service. And then you can join us back here at 11:55 as we begin to gather, 11:50, for our midnight cry. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all for life. Peace. And good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you all. Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.